Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn, and I'm with the Chamber of Commerce. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org and to find out what concerts are happening up at the Community Concert Hall, Fort Lewis College. It's DurangoConcerts.com. Thus, Charles Leslie, how are you?
I'm great, Jack. Good morning.
Well, thank you for coming in. You're a busy guy.
Thanks for having me. It is a busy time of year for
you
us.
Know, you bet. And we booked this over, I think it was a holiday party, actually, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
We were sitting there having a cocktail or something and said, hey, I got to get you on my radio show.
And I'm like, yes, please.
And time flies.
Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah, 20 years the concert hall's been open.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The fact that a group of people in Durango and Fort Lewis College decided after the Fine Arts Building auditorium collapsed,
right,
you know, to build this amazing building.
Yeah.
And the concert hall, 20 years later, still holds up against any other venue around the country. We get lots of great feedback from the artists that tour through here, the people that rent the hall, and we are even getting more rentals from even outside the community.
It's been pretty great. We do our Durango Rocks event, and your staff is... seriously, is incredible to work with Leanne and Scooter Scott, you know, on the almost said soundboard,
right.
It is. You guys, it's an incredible facility.
We're really fortunate, and we do have great people that work there. There's no doubt about it.
They make you look and sound good.
I know, right?
So you've got a lot going on with the 20th anniversary, but before we went on air, you mentioned the collaborative efforts with Fort Lewis College.
Yeah, the great thing about being on a college campus and being a performing arts organization is that we have opportunities to work with departments on campus, and one of the great growth things that's happened over the last 20 years is we're finding more and more places to work together across campus. So just this last week, we had the Maria Schneider Orchestra in, and Maria Schneider is a jazz band leader, and she's really considered probably the most important female jazz band leader in the world.
And she was literally here
in the world. Right. So what we did is we brought Maria Schneider in with 20 musicians in her orchestra. They came and rehearsed with the Fort Lewis College Jazz Band to prepare for a concert the night after we did a public performance with her band. The cool thing is that during that week, the music department brings in jazz ensembles from all over the region. So from Albuquerque to Montrose, east of here, they brought in 14 different jazz ensembles from middle schools and high schools and colleges. And they were here all day. Got to see the concert with Maria Schneider. Then the next day, they actually were involved in a clinic where Maria Schneider worked with our students up at Fort Lewis College. And the one of the great things that was not even planned is that her band members came to the clinic too. So they sat. So the trombone players sat next to the student trombone players and coached them while they were going through this clinic.
Wow. What an experience for the students.
It's amazing. And to get them here to Durango is no easy task, as you know.
And when they got here, I always hear about the artists' egos or whatever, and it sounds like these folks are like, hey, we're here. Let's make this work.
Oh, no ego at all. I mean, in the big thing about this particular group, and actually all the groups that we've brought in that work with the music department, they all love teaching, they love working with students, and they all don't have the opportunity to do that because they're touring so much, they're traveling a great deal. So to have the luxury of coming in and staying in Durango for 3 days and then working at Fort Lewis College, getting to see Durango, they stayed in town, you know, so there's a lot of interesting crossover there and a lot of opportunities there.
So when you reach out, I mean, how do you come up with the idea? Because I know I've talked to you many times, Charles, and you've said, oh, this is, you tell me about the musician or whatever, and usually what ends up happening, I have some conflict or something comes up that, you know, we have business after hours or whatever it might be. But tell me a little bit about how you go about picking, because I know the concert hall seats 600?
About 600, yeah.
Okay.
We have a couple of configurations, so we either sit seat 560 or just over 600.
Okay, yeah. So you have 600, you know, which is an incredibly intimate environment. How do you find those artists, you know, because you know, you can't bring in a, you know, big name, I mean, just because there's not enough seats to, you know, right. Or you can sell them for, you know, 10 grand a ticket. So yeah, I'm throwing things here. Yeah, tell me, how do you go about deciding?
Well, in the case of Maria Schneider, it's pretty interesting because I have a couple of faculty members who are up on campus, and we talk about who we want to bring in.
Uh-huh.
And so we come up with a list, and I go and reach out to their booking agents. Every major artist out there has a booking agent or okay. has an agency that represents them, who is tasked with finding them dates and finding them places to play, putting together routing so that then when they tour,
right.
you know, they can go out and do several dates within a region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Maria Schneider, we had a list, and she was at the top of the list. So I know her agent. I've worked with her agent on and off probably for 20 years.
Right.
And gave him a call and said, "And this is what we're looking to do. And what would it cost?" And we negotiate the cost.
You know, right.
We generally never pay what they ask, fortunately.
Well, it's like buying a car, you got to negotiate. Yeah.
Well, and you got to keep the ticket prices at a
sure.
level that people can access. And that's our big thing, is how do we make sure that the ticket prices are accessible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our prices are a lot lower than a lot of major markets.
Right.
And that's purposeful.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it works. You know, we find an artist that we're interested in. We reach out to the agent. And then conversely, or another way that works, is that the agent will actually reach out to us and say, "Hey, you know, we've got so-and-so, and they're going to be playing in Santa Fe."
Oh, yeah.
And we'd like to get them from Santa Fe, say, to Salt Lake City.
Right.
So Durango's a perfect spot, you know, for that route.
Overnight
for them
there,
to
yeah.
go through here. Maria Schneider's routing was, they flew into Denver, they played in Littleton, and then they came to Durango the next day, stayed for a few days, and then their next concert was in Santa Fe.
Oh.
So they went to Santa Fe, played
down,
there,
yeah.
and then they flew out of Albuquerque back to New York and
uh-huh.
wherever else all those
wow.
musicians were from. So
wow.
That's how, and you know, it's kind of a juggling act, and I can't imagine being on the booking agent side, you know, trying to put something together, you know, but it's pretty interesting. And so we'll have a lot of holds on our calendars. We'll have a lot of, you know, tentative dates, and some of them come through and some don't.
Yeah, and I'm looking. While we've been talking, I googled the Durango concerts, .com, and I just hit tickets. And you guys, I'm looking at this going, well, not all of this is performing at the community concert hall, or something about the Banff Film Festival thing. But you handle the ticket sales.
Well,
for a lot
the Banff
of organizations.
One is interesting. We've now had the pleasure of
uh-huh.
hosting and being the venue of choice for some touring film things.
Oh,
so like
very
the Banff
cool.
film series,
so it is at
has
the
used
hall.
Us. Yeah, they actually are renting from us, and we yeah. sell their tickets. We've had the Real Rock events over the years. We've done some Warren Miller events,
uh-huh.
you know, that's your films, and we're starting to be able to do a lot more with projected things.
Right, right.
So we do that, and then the other thing is we sell tickets for other organizations too. So Merely Players
mm-hmm. see that.
Here in town, we actually are selling their tickets. They're performing elsewhere,
right?
And they perform in a variety of places around
yeah.
town. That's a really cool story too. But
yeah,
we've become the ticketing outlet for some folks, you know, locally too.
Well, and you're conveniently located, you know, both on campus as well as down at the Welcome Center. So, you know, your ticket, stop in, grab your tickets, and, you know, and again, kind of serving that community need. So what else is coming up? Because, you know, 20 year, you're celebrating.
Sure.
What
sure.
do we have?
Well, Wednesday.
Let's see, we're pre-recording
this.
After
this airs, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Before this airs.
On Monday, right?
Yeah. So you had a great turnout.
So actually, Wednesday the 15th.
There we
how about
go.
That? Or,
right.
No, that's a Thursday,
Thursday
the
15th. Yeah.
So Thursday the 15th, we have a group coming in called Flamenco Vivo, and they're a flamenco company made up of musicians and dancers who dance, I mean, amazing
wow.
dancers and live music. They were here about 3 years ago, and people just went nuts over
yeah.
them, went crazy. They're coming. They're made up of dancers from around the world, primarily Spain.
Uh-huh.
That's a really great event that we're pretty excited about. We have a show coming up called Musical Thrones.
Oh.
And that's on the 20th. of March, and that's a takeoff.
What is that?
Well, it's a takeoff on Game of Thrones.
Awesome.
And for those Game of Thrones fans, it's a musical that takes all seven seasons and puts them into one night.
Oh,
And it's not appropriate for people under 17. It's R-rated for sure.
All right.
And if you saw the show, you would know why.
Yes.
The show is pretty raunchy and pretty explicit. So it's a comedy. It's a whole evening of
so they're takeoff. Acting out the seven seasons of Game of Thrones while music is being played.
Musically. It's actually a musical. They're singing.
Oh, they're singing
all
it.
About the show. Oh,
my wife and my stepson are big Game of Thrones
well,
fans.
Well, you
so
need
we,
to get tickets for
we
them,
we need to come to
Jack.
This. Yeah.
This is a musical that was written by a couple of guys. They did a South Park musical, and their latest one is they did a Silence of the Lambs musical.
Oh.
And it was all a takeoff. You know, it's all comedy. It's all very, very funny.
Well, I know it's funny when you mention Game of Thrones because maybe it'll help me understand who's married to who and who off to.
Oh, man, if you can remember that,
My stepson's amazing with that. I'm just going, I can't keep up with this, but I love watching the show.
I don't even know their names, right?
When they're down
there, I'm like, well, who's that? Who's that? Yeah. Well, that's the tall person. That's the little short person. Okay, got it.
So that's coming up when again?
March the 20th.
The 20th, when spring. Begins. So what else is on the horizon?
After that, on March the 30th, we have a Beatles tribute band called Yesterday.
Yeah.
They were here again probably about 3 years ago, and and people loved it. It's a great show, and they do kind of the first half is early Beatles.
Right.
And it's costumes, it's the music, it's the whole thing. And then they take a break, and then they come back and do the last half of the Beatles. So they do more of the psychedelic stuff, the White Album, some of the late Let It Be, some of the later stuff. So
it does that then in the second half, or maybe the first half, which half is cannabis allowed? I'm kidding. No smoking in the concert hall.
Right. We are no smoking venue.
Yes, we'll keep that. So that's on the 30th with Beatles tribute. And what's the next couple big ones? You got about a minute left.
Well, we have two great shows in April coming up. On April the 11th, we have I'm With Her, which is Sarah Jarosz, Sarah Watkins, and Ife Donovan. And those are Sarah Watkins was in Nickel Creek. Sarah Jarosz has been really huge on the Americana and bluegrass music scene. And to get them in Durango was a huge coup. And then we have another band called Farewell Angelina. It's three women out of Nashville. And they're on the 13th of April, 2 days later.
Uh-huh.
And they are an amazing band. If you're up and coming, Rolling Stone just named them one of the top 10 up and coming country acts in the country, just in their last ratings. So those are two really fabulous bands. I'm With Her and Farewell Angelina.
And we can learn more about everything that's going on at the Community Concert Hall up at Fort Lewis. Where?
DurangoConcerts.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and buy your tickets there too and pick your seats online.
Yeah. And it is amazing because you can sit there. My wife always likes to sit on an aisle seat.
Yeah.
And you can go in and pick exactly where it is and you've got that seat.
Yeah, we don't tell you where you're going to sit. And unlike a lot of ticketing systems, you have to put in best available or something.
Right.
You don't do that with us. With us, you pick where you want to sit, and if you can find the seat, it's yours.
Wow. And you mentioned earlier too that you are very priced affordably priced, or whatever I'm trying to say, because with smaller venue, but I gotta tell you, there's not a bad seat in the house, and sound is incredible, and whatever the concert is, I can guarantee you'll have a good time.
Thanks for that. It's true.
I think so. So anyway, check it all out. Charles Lessie, Executive Director. Is that your title?
Director.
Director.
Yeah.
You should get that executive title.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Charles, thank you so much for everything you do and bringing the wonderful acts to Durango. And again, check it all out at Durango Concerts. That's DurangoConcerts.com.
Yeah. And thanks, Jack, for your support.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.